Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. Trust over 40 years of experience providing innovative pension solutions. Zurich Corporate Pensions. Visit zurichcorporate.ie to learn more.
First item on the show today, and that is that a government senator wants a new tax slapped on hotels who overcharge punters. Now, this comes amid warnings that Irish tourism is going to suffer this summer due to soaring hotel and car hire prices. Some politicians claim they're having to sleep in their cars as they can't find an affordable hotel bed near Leinster House. Well, our reporter Barry Lenihan joins us now with more on this. And Barry, we were speaking to you on Friday about car rental prices. Yeah. Huge reaction from people about the cost of car rental around the country. Several listeners getting in touch asking us then to also look at accommodation prices. So what's happening on this today?
And timely that they did. Jaws dropping, as we said on Friday, at the rise in car rental prices. They've at least trebled since before the pandemic. In some cases, they've quintupled. And now eyes popping at the price of hotel beds in Dublin in particular. Accommodation costs rising to such an extent that TDs and senators from outside Dublin say they're struggling to find hotel beds. The Daily Mail saying how a member of the Oireachtas had to sleep in his car as he couldn't find anywhere to lay his head to rest. And the Fianna Fáil senator Eugene Murphy from Roscommon, he opened up to Claire Byrne this morning saying how he could empathise with that Oireachtas member who was forced to sleep in their car because he had to do the same thing twice recently. Senator Murphy saying he was successful in getting a room one night in the last 3 weeks, and then when he tried to book a room in the same hotel this week and next week, he was told there wasn't a chance at all.
So exactly how hard is it to get a room?
Well, earlier this month, the Irish Times did an analysis of the number of hotel beds available in Dublin, for instance. It found how there are just 42 rooms available in the centre of the city for 3 nights over the June bank holiday weekend on booking.com. And only one of those 42 rooms was on offer was coming in at less than €150 a night. There were two of the 42 available between 150 and 200, and the remaining 39 rooms in this analysis were available for 200 or more per night. So I just checked back into booking.com for the same dates again just before I came into studio here. Not even a half of those rooms are now available. And tonight, today, the cheapest room in Dublin for the June bank holiday weekend stands at €82 for a bed in a mixed dorm in a hostel, while one hostel is charging €156 for a pod in a 10 bed dorm. I'm not sure pod is now, Sarah, a bit of a bed, I think. And compared to Berlin, for instance, they had several more rooms, other cities as well. And Dublin, not the only city it's hard to get a hotel bed. I know one gentleman who rang 12 hotels in Killarney for this weekend 2 weeks ago. Not a chance could he find of a bed. And Meath football fans already taking to social media saying they can't find a bed in Ennis in 2 weekends' time when their football team is playing there. And one woman got in touch with us from Glasnevin, a B&B owner, into our email saying how 6 local B&Bs have closed, how people were contacting her looking for a bed, and how one person said he too made 10 phone calls today and was being charged up to €800 per night for a bed in Dublin. And she also heard of a story of someone being charged €400 for a single room for one night near Dublin Airport. So eye-watering prices indeed.
My goodness. So what is going to happen, or is there anything going to happen on government level on this issue?
The Sinn Féin TD Imelda Munster, she's written to the chair of the Oireachtas Transport Committee asking them to investigate. Fáilte Ireland, the Department of Tourism, we know, are looking at the car rental crisis. But Fianna Fáil Senator Timmy Dooley, he wants a tax on hotels who overcharge punters.
But for the last number of weeks, it is the case that Dublin hotels particularly have a very significant increase in occupancy. Much of that is as a result of the state's right decision to house Ukrainian refugees in hotel accommodation. That's obviously then causing another problem because some hoteliers are choosing, as the availability of rooms is less, they're increasing their prices very significantly. I did a very general survey in the office 2 or 3 weeks ago and looked at what the cost of an average room in Dublin would have been for that Friday and Saturday night. For a couple, a room would have been €700. The same weekend, similar hotel in London would have been £500. Lisbon, which is often compared with Dublin, €300. Paris the same weekend, €450. Berlin, €300. So we're way out of line with our European counterparts. Back in 2019, before the pandemic struck at all, the average room price for a sort of good three four-star hotel was about 150 euros a night at the weekend. So it has more than doubled. And let's not forget either, the hospitality sector, and particularly the hotel sector, has been very well supported by the taxpayer during the pandemic. Very considerable amount of money put in. Just think there's an element of price gouging going on now, quite frankly, when you see those kind of exorbitant prices being charged to people who are taking, you know,
that's a very serious charge, price gouging. You'd really go that far?
I would. I think to see fairly average hotel, I'm not going to name any of them, obviously, but a fairly average hotel charging 350 euros a night, it's not that long ago, and that's the price you'd expect to pay in a five-star, high-quality hotel in the centre of Dublin. There's a little bit of social responsibility which needs to be taken into account by the hotels and their federation and their group, who came cap in hand to all of us as politicians looking for support. Look, the government have extended the 9% VAT rate.
Might that be called into question if things continue like this?
And maybe there will have to be some kind of city tax or something like that. I mean, I think if this behaviour continues, particularly while there's such a strong demand, mainly, again, supported through the taxpayer funding, because it's the support, the important and rightly decision. Yeah, right,
but
decision
what happens if this continues? What are you saying, or what are you implying?
I think the state will have to intervene. I think there will have to be some kind of a direct taxation on hotels that seek to breach what would be considered acceptable prices. And you can measure that against previous years, and you can measure it against what's happening in comparable size cities with similar, you know, status as tourists.
And how do you progress? How do you progress this? You were looking for a debate in the Seanad. I think there are also calls for the Oireachtas Tourism Committee to look into this as well.
But I do think that there's time for engagement between the Minister for Tourism and the Hotels Federation. When the problem is the other way around, rightly so, the Hotels Federation will reach out, as they do, and that's appropriate. Perhaps it's the other way around now. That's
so you want the Minister, Catherine Martin, to call the hotel representatives into her office to have a discussion on this issue?
I think it would be appropriate that a conversation would take place there, make it very clear that the wish of the government would be that Ireland doesn't price itself out of the tourism market. 700 euros for a two-night stay in a four-star hotel, a very average four-star hotel in Dublin, is not value for money and needs to be addressed.
And indeed, lots of people texting on this already, Barry, to 51551. One person saying, I just want to go to the rugby on Saturday, but the hotel costs from 350 euro to 500 euro per night. They must be joking. I'd fly to Spain for that price. And this is the problem, isn't it, when it comes to tourism? What would these prices mean for tourism this summer?
Well, Jackie Spain is the director of Cloud9 Travel based in Tullamore. Here's what she told me.
Discouraged from staying in Ireland because of prices, most definitely. I think it's perhaps a combination of the fact that there's essentially been very little travel in the last 2 years, combined with when people go to price holidays in Ireland, they're left with a little bit of a shock when they see the increase, which doesn't follow in with 2 years incremental increases. It just doesn't follow. We had a recent case where somebody came in to book a holiday, and it was, they had been mentioning about a previous night, one night stay in Dublin, the night of the Andre Rieu concert, and to stay in a very mediocre hotel had cost them 600 euros. That very same week, we were selling an all-inclusive cruise for 750 euros.
So one night in Dublin, 600 euro, and an all-inclusive cruise, 750 euro. As you say, that doesn't really look good, does it?
It really doesn't. The Irish hoteliers aren't doing themselves any favours at the moment with their pricing. And people who had perhaps had a swing towards staycations, it's certainly soured their taste now with the huge increases.
Looking at this and looking at car hire as well and the prices there, you really believe that some people are losing the run of themselves, am I right in saying, Jackie?
Absolutely. I can tell you my own son arrived into Ireland having hired a car for 2.5 weeks. A very small, it was, an Opel Astra. It is costing 2,000 euros for 2.5 weeks rental. Inbound is going to suffer also with the lack of hotel availability in the country, combined with increased car hire prices. It's doing very little for the Irish tourism economy.
So, Barry, any response from the Hotels Federation this evening?
No response from the Hotels Federation, although individual hoteliers I spoke to insist they do offer value for money.
Well, let's hear what people have to think about that too. 51551. Barry Lenihan, thank you very much for that. And indeed, I'll give you one or two texts on this before we move on. A couple of people wondering whether the senators or TDs who are saying that they're sleeping in their cars, whether they're claiming their overnight allowance when they're sleeping in their cars. Well, I simply don't know the answer to that. Another person says a family member came to Ireland, hired a car, stayed 5 nights, €2,300 for the trip, 5 nights. Tourism, why would you come? Dingle, €32 for a price of fish, says that person. You can keep your texts coming to 51551 on all of that.